Republicans lost control of Congress last week, largely because voters are angry over Iraq and because of some ugly corruption scandals. Well, one Republican congressman who opposed the Iraq War and who insisted on running a principled campaign still lost. He is Jim Leach of Iowa. Mr. Leach was in office for 30 years, and Congressman Leach joins me now from Capitol Hill. Welcome to the program.
We're glad to be with you.
Well, this may be a delicate question, but you've had about a week to go over the results. Were you surprised that you lost last week?
Oh, I knew from the beginning it was going to be a difficult year for any Republican incumbent, and I represent probably the most Democratic district in the country that's held by a Republican, and so I knew it was going to be quite close.
You apparently refused to run a dirty campaign. The New York Times reported that Republican National Committee Chairman Ken Mellman wanted you to send out a mailing attacking your opponent's position on same-sex marriage, and you said, no, I would rather lose running an uplifting race than prevail by finger-pointing. Is that accurate?
Not precisely. What is accurate is that the Republican Party put out a mailing on my behalf, which was what I considered to be on the darker side of American political argumentation. And I asked them to cease and desist, and they started to put out another mailing. They were quite frustrated that I didn't raise enough money for my campaign. The only way I knew to stop them was I called the national chairman, Ken Mellman, and explained that if they wanted to proceed in a negative light, that they could not count on me caucusing with the Republican Party. And my view is that it's far better to have elections based upon the public liking or respecting both candidates and having a difficult time determining which they like better rather than having a difficult time choosing between two candidates that they dislike the least. I do not think winning is the most important thing. In fact, elections are about the public winning, not about candidates prevailing.
Early in your career, you worked for then-Congressman Donald Rumsfeld.
Yes, I did.
Do you think it would have helped you and your fellow Republicans in the election if Donald Rumsfeld had resigned as Secretary of Defense before the election?
That's a possibility, but I would stress that those are the types of circumstances that only the executive controls. I'm in a particularly awkward personal position because I'm so close to the Rumsfeld family, and at the same time have probably differed with the secretary on the decisions he's made in the last 5 or 6 years as much as any member of Congress. From the country's perspective, the secretary probably is going to be perceived a bit like Bob McNamara was in the Vietnam War. As mistake-ridden as some of the policies in Vietnam may have been at the political level in Washington, the character of Bob McNamara is absolutely extraordinary. And frankly, the integrity of Don Rumsfeld is very, very high. Whether his judgment is correct is something that each of us as individuals might have doubts about.
It's interesting that both you and Donald Rumsfeld lost your jobs over the Iraq War, and yet you came at it from entirely different perspectives.
Well, that is an irony, and particularly because I've known Don so long, particularly because we have similar backgrounds with the same university and a great love for the sport of wrestling, which is, many of us believe, the greatest art form in the history of man.
Okay. You don't wrestle each other, do you?
Oh, I've never wrestled Don, but I've sometimes thought about that.
Republican Jim Leach of Iowa, representing Iowa's 2nd Congressional District, retiring in January. Congressman Leach, thank you for joining us.
Good to be with you.